Do you want to learn the samba in Chicago, or perhaps the Lindy Hop or the waltz? Maybe you want to know exactly how one gets jiggy. Well, all you have to do is wander into Grant Park in the summer. Chicago's Summer Dance is the nation's largest annual outdoor dance series. And for our series Summer Nights, NPR's Sonari Glinton stopped by Grant Park for a tango.
Just after work on a Thursday evening, you can see crowds forming in the Spirit of Music Garden on the edge of Grant Park.
We would like to welcome you to the Chicago Summer Dance Festival. Tonight, as you know, we have Argentinian tango.
That's dance instructor Netza Roldan.
Ready? Listen to this beautiful music. Pump it up. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Every summer for the past 17 years now, there is a temporary bandshell, wooden dance floors, and hundreds of people learning to dance every Thursday through Sunday.
In your own, on your own, on your own, do whatever you want, man. Dance whatever you want.
But not only do people learn dance steps, they learn culture.
The influence of the African culture in the tango is crucial, okay? Because this rhythm that you just danced came from the blend of the cultures. Music. And do it.
What's the hardest part about teaching people how to tango?
The hardest part is to make them forget to think. You know, the hardest part is that they don't think that they can do it. My easiest part is when they feel it instead of thinking.
Molly Baker and Casey Groon are doing a lot of thinking.
He's not very coordinated, so it's pretty hard.
You're having trouble?
We're having some trouble.
Yeah.
What's your biggest trouble?
I think our feet. We just kind of step on each other's toes a lot.
My name is Carlos Totolero. I'm the program coordinator for the Chicago Summer Dance Series, and I work for the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. People just go up to one another very casually and ask one another to dance, and it's just a very beautiful thing to see.
There are almost as many spectators as there are dancers, like Charity Lovin.
Well, I'm just resting, and I'm just watching now because it's kind of crowded, so I thought I'd cool out. And I'll get up, you know, when they start dancing, and I'll just kind of like do a free thing.
So, what's the free thing? When they're lessons right now?
I'll just be doing the dance that I know how to do, but I'll be trying to do the tango.
This is the best tango ensemble that you can hear in this part of the country. So let's welcome Tangata and Kaya String Quartet.
After the lessons are over, a live band takes the stage, and in the middle of a garden, along a busy street, in a giant city, people pause to dance, including Charity Lovin.
Everybody is together, and the music is so lively, the music is always lively, and anytime there's music, people feel good. Well, I do anyway.
Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Chicago.